Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Daf HaShavua, Ksubis, Daf Samach Tes, and we are going to start at the top of the Amid. Tali Le Rebbe, Rav Le Rebbe Ben Yechitir. So Rav sent a letter to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and in between the lines of the letter, he asked him a shayla. Ha'achan sheshibdu mahu. What's the halacha if the brothers who they have a chiyuv to give the Isur Nechasim for Parnasa, but then they took the Nechasim, the karka that there's ostensibly would be used to pay the Isur Nechasim, and they were meshabed it, but it's not clear exactly what Shibdu means. So, Habayasa Rav Chiyah Kamei, Rav Chiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Amalei, Makro and Mishkanei. Does he mean that the brothers sold it, or they were just mamashkanet? Sold it means they actually sold it to someone else. Mishkanei means that they borrowed money against it. So Amar Lei Ma'anef Kamin, what's the difference? Bein Machrei, Bein Mishkanei, whether they were sold it or Mermashkanit, Maitzi and Parnasa, you're Maitzi for the sake of Parnasa, Bein Maitzi and Mezainis, but you're not Maitzi from Lakuchis to provide from Mezainis. Rav, E Machrei Kamabayle, if his question was selling Nichtale Machrei, we should have written Machrei, E Mishkanei Kamabayle, if his shell was Mishkanei, Nichtale Mishkanei, why didn't he write Mishkanei? So Rav, Tarbay Kamabayle, Rav had a shell with both. With Savar, and he thought like this, if I would just write Machrei Hanicha E Shalach Li Dumitzian, if he will answer me that you're Maitzi even when you sell it, so Koshkanei Mishkanei, when you just put it up as a collateral, it's certainly you're Maitzi it, but Ishalach Li Emitzi, and what happens if he says you can't be Maitzi it, I won't be sure that maybe that's only because you sold it, and Akate Mishkanei Kamibayali. If he says you're not Moitzi for Mishkanai, so then Koshkin Machre, if you're not Moitzi just for a collateral, you certainly, when you sold it, you're not going to be Moitzi it. But if he sends that you are Moitzi it, Akati Machre, I'll still have a Shaila about Machre. So Echtav Le Shibdai, so therefore I'm going to write Shibdai, Dimash Mahachi, Umash Mahachi. Rav Yechon Amar Echazeh Echazeh Emetzian. Both of them are Emetzian. Yiboy Lahu. Rav Yechon Amar Shemila. Rabbi, did he not know that Rabbi said Ishamila? And if he would have knew that Rabbi said that you are Emetzi, have a Mekabla, he'd be Maskim. Adil Mashemila, he did know. But let Mekabla, and he's not Maskim. Tashma De Itmar Mishameis V'Niach Shtei Banes. Someone died and left her with two daughters, a Ben and a son. V'Kad Mahari Shainim V'Nadlis Nachasim. First son got married, and collected her tenth. The second one didn't get married until the son died. So now the two daughters of the Yarshim, and they Yarshim from the son because they're sister. So when the daughters are, let's say, Yarish the father, obviously there's no Isur Nechasim. They're the Yarshim. They get half and half. But over here, they Yarshim from the brother. So how do we look at it? The second was Mevater, her Schus of Isur Nechasim. So Amr Chanina Gedolim Zu Amru. We said more than this. Mitzian the Parnasa, Mitzian the Mizainis. You're Mitzi for Parnasa, even though you're not Mitzi for Mizainis. But Amr Chanina Vitra, and you're saying Chanina is Vitra. So in other words, Chanina is looking at it like the son, when he died, and it went to the two daughters. Now that other daughter, it's as if she bought it from the son, because again, she's not being Yerushim from the father, being Yerushim from the son. And since the halacha is that you're entitled to Isur Nechasim even if it gets sold, so why would she be Mevater? She'll just collect it from her sister, and then they'll divide up the less, whatever's left. V'misa, and if Rav Yechanan never heard it, so Neimalei, Man Amra, he should have said, who said this? And then heard that it's Rebbe, and then we would see what happens. But if it sounds like Rebbe Yechanan was Shemile, and that's why he didn't have to ask who said this, not really, he didn't hear it. And when he would hear it, he would have been Mekabalit. But in this case, it didn't even have a tzad that that there should be a vitra. Because there's Rabbah Hwesa, the Rashi says, and Shtakra Harbish and tells Chatzi Yerusha, she takes half of the Yerusha, so therefore it was much more mistaber that she would be Mevater. Okay, so Tamar Vaiter. Amar Le Rav Yemar Le Rav Ashi. Elamiata, I'm sorry, I skipped. Okay, so Amalei Rav Yemar Rav Ashi Al Meata Ashkecha Metzia Ba'alma. If she would find a Metzia, Dekar Vechbeitza, now she's very rich. Achin Amid Loivin Lesen Nechasim. You also say that she's Mevater and she doesn't need this Nechasim anymore. So Amalei, no, Ana Revach Beisa Mehani Nichsi Kamina. I mean when she already had plenty of money from the nechasim of the father, and that's even though it came through the son, she got it from the father. So therefore, that's why she's Michael. Amar Amemer, Bas Yireshes Havi. Bas has a halacha of a Yirish on the Isur Nechasim. Amalei Rav Ash Lamemer, Ilu Bailos Luke Bezuziach Anam Lematzal Sukei. So does that mean that if the children want to, the son say, you know what, let's just pay you off with cash, she could say, no, I don't want to accept cash. If she'd be a Bal Chayiv, that she has this tvi on them to get the money, so then they can pay her off with money. But if she's a Yireshes of a tenth of the Nechasim, then she gets a tenth of whatever there is, and they can't pay her off. Amalei, yeah, you're right. What if they want to just give her one piece of land? Also, they can't do that because she has a right to get a tenth of everything. A woman came and she was collecting a tenth. And I saw from what he held that he would have allowed the brothers to be masalik with money. Because the brothers had said to her, if we would have the cash, we would be masalik with cash. Ishtik and she. He was quiet. I mean, was quiet. And he didn't say no. You can't do that. So it seems like he was masking. You could. Said, since you're a baal chayv, now the question is the abba da'achlo. Who is she a baal chayv of? She's a baal chayv of the father, or is she a baal chayv of this of the yarshim of the brothers? If she's a baal chayv of the brothers, she's a regular baal chayv. She gets bananas and she doesn't have to make a shvua. But if she is the baal chayv of the father, so then the children are yarshim. Now yarshim, you only get ziburius and you have to make a shua. My Tashma Ravina Agula brate de Ravashi me Marbre de Ravashi. So he gave the daughter of Ravashi from Marbre de Ravashi, her brother, Benish Lebeshua. So you see, it's about Chayav of the brothers, but Brader of Sam Brader Ravashi, but from the other son of Ravashi was not alive. So from his son, who was a Yerish, he got Ziburis Beshua. When this woman comes to you, Agva Isnachasim, I feel a Mr. Bulo, let her be Gaiva Isnachasim, even though normally it has to be Karka, but she could take it from Mr. Bulo, which is a Rechaim. It's very heavy, so it's considered like Karka. Amravashi Kavina Bere of Kahana, but Magvina fill Mamulabesa, they would also collect from rental properties. Rent that's also considered karka. Shalchler of Anan, Rav Huna, Huna Chavrin. So Rav Anan sent a letter to Rav Huna, and he addressed him as his friend. Huna Chavrin, Huna, my friend. Shalom to you. Ki Asya Hach Itzel Kamach. When this woman comes to you, Agvis Nechasim, make sure you give her a tenth of the Nechasim. Rav Sheshes was learning in front of Rav Huna. He was a Talmud, and he was upset that Rav Anan addressed Rav Huna as his friend. So Amralei. So he said. I'm saying Rav Huna was upset. So Amalei, Rav Huna said, "Zil Amalei, go tell Rav Anan. It was Shamti Yehei Mandalei Amalei. And if I'm putting you in Chayim, if you don't tell him exactly the way I tell you to speak to him, this is what Rav Huna told Rav Sheshes to do. Anan, Anan, should we give from Mekarkoy Mitatli? So this was it's not such a respectful way to address Rav Anan then." Being that he addressed him Hunachavrin and he was Makbid, so he wanted to communicate to him that it was disrespectful, and he forced Rav Sheshes to do it. He put him in Cherem if he's not going to speak to him that way. So do you get from Karkam Tatli? And another question he asked him is Manyasa Beim Razicha Bereisha, who sits at the Beim Razicha at the head of the table? Beim Razicha, the Gemara is going to explain, means the Beis Ha'avol. So also Rav Sheshes will come to Rav Anan. So Rav Sheshes went in front of Rav Anan, Amalei, my Rabbi, you are my Rebbe, Rav Huna Rabbi to Rabbi, but Rav Huna really is the Rebbe of my Rebbe. V'shamutu Shaman Mandalay Amarlay, and he put me in Chayrim, if I'm not going to say. V'ilav the Shaman, and if not that he put me in Chayrim, lo have a Kamina, I would not say this, but here it is. Anan Anan Merkakoyim and Totatli, Anan Anan, do you take Mekarka Totatli, Uman Yasabir Mazicha Bereshin, who sits in the Bir Mazicha Bereshin? So Rav Anan was perturbed, so Azla Rav Anan Lekamedir Amar Ukva. So Rav Anan went and asked Mar Ukva, Amarlay, Chazimar, Hechashalch li Rav Huna, look how Rav Huna addressed me. Anan Anan, he said. V'oid, Marzicha de Shalch li, he asked me something about a Marzicha, v'loid anamaniu, I don't know what Marzicha is. Amalei, so Rav Mar Ukva said, Emily Azi, we just turned the page, Gufa de Uvda, Hecha, tell me exactly what happened here. So Amalei, Hachi v'Hachi Hab, this is the story. So Amalei, Garbed Leod, Amaniyam Razicha, if you don't know what Marzicha means, Shalch li, Huna, Rav Huna, Huna Chavrin, you're going to address Rav Huna as Huna Chavrin? So he felt that Rav Anan was wrong. So my marzicha, what's marzicha? Avel. Diksiv, Kaimer Hashem, Al Tave Beis Marzach. How do we know that an Abba sits at the hedge? I'll choose their ways. I'll sit at the head. I'll rest like a king in his army. Like the way Avelim are consult. So the Gemara says Yenachem Achirim Ashman. It sounds like that's Avelim going to other people and consulting them. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yinochem said they get consult. Marzuch Rama Mehacho Sar Marzach Sruchim. So it will remove the Marzach of Sruchim. So what does that mean? Marv Zach, someone who's bitter and he's confused, who's in Avel, he's in grief. Nasasar L'Sruchim, he is considered the head of all the Sruchim that have come to join him. So he sits at the head. Amar Rav Hilchosam Mimarkayv L'Metatli. The Halacha L'Maisa is you get from Karka not Metatlam Ben Lamzani Ben Laksuba Ben Lamparnasa. You can only be given from Karkai. Zak the Mishnah, Mashes Boys Labita. If you put aside money with an escrow for the sake of your daughter, and she says, you know what, let my husband have it. I trust him that he'll utilize the money and he'll invest it as a nichsim elug, and he won't just use it for something. So Yasa Shishma Shush should be added. No, the Shush should not listen, and he will not. He should do exactly what the father told him to do with it when he put it in escrow. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Yesi Aymer V'chien El Sada V'hi Roitzel Lamachra Harei Mechur Miyashu. It's a field, and the bottom line is, eventually you're going to do what the father said. You'll give it to her, and then she'll just go ahead and sell it. So what's the difference? Just give it to her husband and let him sell it. V'amed Ramur Migdala. That's only if she is a Gedala, so she can make that decision. Of Katana and Maisa Katana, but if she's a Katana, then Maisa Katana is nothing. Dr. Maratana Rabbanan Amashash Mois Lachasnai, if you put aside money in escrow, Likachman Sada Labita, and the point is to buy a Sada for your daughter. Mihia Maras Yanasun Labali, just give it to my husband. Mina Nasuin, if they already have to Nasuin or Shus Biada, we listen to her Mina Erisin, but it's just after Erisin, yes, Shush Mashalosh Biada, the Shush should do as he was told. To be remarried. Biasi Aymer, Hagdaila, depends if she's a Gedaila, then Benamina Nasuin, Benamina Erisin or Shus Biada. Regardless, then we listen to her. Katana, if she's a Katana, Benamina Nasuin, Benamina Erisin, yes, Shush Mashalosh Biada, then the Shush does what he was told. My Bena, which case are they arguing about? Elam, a Katana, Mina Nasuin, if they're arguing about a Katana, Mina Nasuin, even though she's a Katana, since it's after Nisuin, we listen to her. No, Nami Katana Lai, only Gedela, not a Katana. Then the Mishnah says, Amai Sikatana Klum, and Hama Katana Lai, who is it that speaks that out? Elam Rabbi Yosi, if it's Rabbi Yosi and our Mishnah saying that, he doesn't need to say that. Hamaresha Shama Mina, he already said it. And that was his whole swara, that she could sell it, and that only applies to a Gedela, the Bazvini, who's able to sell things. In Katana La Bazvini he lied, but a Katana that can't sell things, it doesn't make sense. So we know already, but according to him, that it's only Gedela. So who's saying that last line? El Rameh, it must be Rameh saying that last line. Let the person who is the escrow do what he has to do. But Medrum or Menarison, that's only Menarison. And Nisun or Shusbiyada, when she's married after Nisun, you do listen to her. But by Medrum or Migdala, that's only if she's a Gedala. Tana ain't my Sikhtana Klum. So they don't disagree that you have to be Gedala. So what is the Machlaikis then? Al Gedala Menarison, you can be either arguing about a Gedala Menarison that Rameir holds that Arison makes a difference, and according to Rabbi Yossi, Arison doesn't make a difference. All that matters is that he's a Gedela, she's a Gedela, and we listen to her. Amram Nachman Halacha Kirby Meir, Rav Amram, I skipped, Itmar. Rav Yehuda Amram Shmuel Halacha Kirby Yossi, Rav Amram Nachman Halacha Kirby Meir. Okay, so we'll stop here. The next Gemara continues till the end of the parak. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.